it's the Daily Dispatch in discussion with Darren Mann.
Lead stories in today's Daily Dispatch, Thursday the 4th of November. Shell to blast wild coast. Eastern Cape marine life faces seismic blasting catastrophe as big oil has come to the wild coast. Shell has announced it will start a seismic survey in search of oil or gas deposits from Morgan Bay to Port St. John's on the 1st of December. Activists, scientists and ocean users have reacted with horror. Also on the front page of today's dispatch, Makana lions set to roar in New Look Council. If you put a lion into a cage of chickens, the chickens will be terrified, says the Makana Citizens Front Lungile Mkube. And with five MCF lions in council, the ANC chickens are likely to feel fairly henpecked in the coming months in Makana's New Look Council. Those are the headlines in today's Daily Dispatch. For more details on these and other stories, visit dispatchlive.co.za.
Enter the Daily Dispatch Winner Car Competition and you could drive away in the new 7-seater Suzuki Ertiga 1.5 GA. The competition closes on the 21st of November 2021 and an entry form is printed in the Daily Dispatch every day. The more you enter, the luckier you get. Get your copy of the Daily Dispatch and enter now. Winner Car, proudly brought to you by Daily Dispatch and Ronnie's Motors.
Counting continues in the local government elections held on the 1st of November. In Buffalo City Municipality, around 93% of the total votes cast have been counted. And at this stage, the ANC leading with around 59% of the vote, the DA in second place with around 19% of the vote. Joining us now, Deputy DA Leader in the Eastern Cape, that's Chantal King. Chantal, your reflections on what's transpired as far as voting goes.
Voting has been very slow. To be at 93% this time, we would have expected 100%. But nonetheless, all went okay. We are still a bit mindful of the fact that the majority of the DA voters could not go and vote because most of our voters registered online, and the IEC failure to ensure that people who registered are able to vote is the reason we now sit at a precarious position in Buffalo City.
What sort of vote were you expecting?
We were planning to get around about 28% of the vote because of the polling that we've done. And now, unfortunately, we sit at 19% of the vote.
You're trailing the ANC by quite a distance. Do you think these were issue-based votes or ideologically based votes?
I think it was more based on ideology of the ANC, because if it had to be down to service delivery and issues, the ANC would definitely not have been in the position that they are right now, and we would have been way above them. But it also boils down to the fact that people see us still in a race-based situation, and mostly the ANC and the EFF use this polling on the basis of race-based politics.
One interesting point, or rather two interesting points for the DA, you managed to take the wards of Southernwood and Quigney from the ruling party.
Yes, we are very excited. If anything, if that is the cherry on top, because it is the economic hub of Buffalo City, and this will give us an opportunity for the next 5 years to shape and model these two wards so that at the end of the day we can attract more investment, if anything, into the city.
Now, with 19% of the vote, can you tell us how many seats that would translate into roughly? And would you be able to be an effective opposition, given that the EFF themselves, who often align with the ANC, currently have 11% of the vote?
It basically then means, because we are a perfect council of 100 seats, it would then mean 19 seats. Currently, we then have 7 wards, and then the balance would then now be our PR. But by this morning, some of our strong wards have not come in yet. So we're hopeful that that can push us up to about 21%.
Thank you very much for your analysis and for joining us on the Daily Dispatch in discussion with Darren Mann. That's the voice of Chantal King. She's the deputy leader of the DA in the Eastern Cape. Have a good day. So with 93% of the vote count, roughly 93% of the vote count in Buffalo City Municipality, the ANC have emerged as the dominant party with around 59% of the vote. Mr. Mzwanke Ndaba, who is the head of the elections of the ANC campaign, joins us now. Mr. Ndaba, congratulations. You must be a happy man.
No, thank you very much. No, we're very happy. We're very happy with the outcomes of the elections, free and fair. All political parties participated. People went out to vote. And I was supportive and thanks those who supported and voted for the ANC.
Now, you have an outright majority. What can the Buffalo City electorate expect from an ANC administration over the next 5 years?
Look, we're not taking light the fact that the electorate of Buffalo City reaffirms the ANC as their political home, as their liberation movement. And we're not taking light that reality. And the ANC has made it publicly that... this time around, first and foremost, those that are going to be deployed as executive mayors, deputy executive mayors, speakers, chief whip, and executive committee members are going to be taken through a process of an interview within the ANC. That also includes their political experience, but equally, including their academic experiences and their experience in local government generally. So the ANC has taken seriously the sentiments shared by the people about the capacity of the public representatives, and that to that effect has decided that we are going to conduct an interview, which is an internal process, something that has never been done since 1994 by the ANC. So it's a first step towards renewal and changing the how the ANC has been doing things in the past. That if you are deployed as a political office bearer, not only political credentials that matter, but also your experience and your academic qualifications. They matter this time around.
What are the major challenges that you see facing the new administration?
I think from the point of view of the ANC, the major issue is about the issue of the unemployment. The old infrastructure that the ANC must renew within its budget and make sure that we change the infrastructure, whether talk about electricity, whether talk about sanitation, especially in our townships and in our rural areas around Buffalo City as a metro, and also change the infrastructure, the road infrastructure in some of the areas of Buffalo City. We've seen potholes in some areas. So these are the things that the ANC must now concentrate on the infrastructure development. And secondly, must deal with the issue of the unemployment, whether through expanded public works programs to massively employ, especially young people. And that does not suggest that there's no crisis with other categories of people, but with the youth unemployment, it's almost reaching a catastrophic stage. Hence, we need a decisive program to deal with the issue of youth unemployment.
Now, a comfortable victory for the ANC, as we've said. There were, however, two surprises, Southernwood and Quigney, both being lost to the DA. Your comment on that?
No. We're taking note of everything that has happened, what that we've won, and those that we have lost, and we are going to sit down and make an analysis of how we have performed in each and every ward, including the ones you are mentioning, Southernwood and Pygmy. But generally, we are going to make an analysis of how we have performed in all the 50 wards of Buffalo City and see how we have performed so that in the next election, we can improve on what we have done.
You have mentioned a number of interviews will be coming up. When will you be announcing your official office bearers as the leading party in Buffalo City?
No, the ANC has started an internal process now already in municipalities where we have won, obviously, with the internal consultation about the outcomes of the list and the outcomes of the election to see who is in, who is out in terms of the seats that we have won. And the ANC will then start through its process, reaching, will then select three candidates who must recommended for the to the province. And those three candidates for mayorship will then be taken for the interviews, as I indicated earlier, internally, and be grilled internally in the ANC interview. And then the ANC will be able to pronounce the mayoral candidate out of that process.
We appreciate your time. We appreciate your comment, Mr. Mzwanke Ndaba. He is the head of the election campaign for the ANC in Buffalo City Municipality. Have a good day, sir.
Thank you very much. Same to you, sir.
That was the Daily Dispatch in discussion with Darren Mann.